following the sports.
As ornery as Mother Nature tonight. So let's go to the Weather Center now. And here's the man with the broad shoulders tonight.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say?
Oh, you too, huh? You're going to give me heat. That's what I could use, a little heat.
We all could. Yes, the pressure has certainly been immense here in the Weather
Center
today.
Hasn't it, though, huh?
Yes.
One day has really been immense.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, Michael, I went out there about, I don't know, 3:30 or so this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I shoveled the driveway.
The snow is real light. You can almost brush it off.
Yeah, it has its advantages and disadvantages. So light that when you do try to throw it too far, well, a lot of it comes right back at
you. That's right.
So,
that's right.
That's the disadvantage of it.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, way you can, I just put the shovel down there and just shovel a big scoop all right down the driveway.
Did you do your warm-up exercises?
I did, yeah. Well, I did those when I got up, yeah.
I
customarily do those each morning anyway.
My 2-mile run today in the snow was most interesting.
Now, that would be like running in sand, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, to strengthen the leg muscles.
I wasn't really going too fast in a hurry.
I wouldn't imagine. Hey, something else that I thought of on the way in tonight, with the clogged streets and the clogged sidewalks and whatnot, many people I noticed are walking along the edges of the streets and highways.
Ah,
and sometimes it's kind of hard to pick them up, so the walkers should be extra careful, and drivers kind of be alert for that, too.
Well, if you have to do that, walk on the side so you can face traffic, so you see what's coming.
Righto.
Yes.
Well, what else is coming up tonight? Tomorrow.
You haven't had enough?
Yes, I have, really.
Okay. Well, I guess immediately we're kind of going for the hat trick as far as records in the Twin Cities and snowfall. We've already broken the 24-hour snowfall record for the month of January, which was 15.8 inches. We busted that about a little after 5 this afternoon. We've broken the all-time 24-hour snowfall record that dates back to the Armistice Day storm of 1940, when 16.2 inches of snow was dumped on the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We busted that record at 6:15, and we're shooting for the all-time snow total left behind by a snowstorm, which dates back again to the Armistice Day storm of 1940, in which 16.8 inches of snow has fallen, fell. So far today we've had 16.6 inches of snow, so we're only about 2/10 of an inch away from picking up that all-time record snow. At the present time, we continue to see a gradual decrease in snowfall over the Twin Cities, as well as the rest of southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Before it ends in the next 3 to 4 hours, most places will pick up another 1 to 3 inches of additional snow. The snow was caused today by what we call an overrunning situation, where warm air flows over cold air in the lower levels of the atmosphere. This same setup will occur late tomorrow in CCO land, and so we'll have some more snow. Snow will continue tomorrow night and Friday. And an added ingredient to the next batch of snow coming in late tomorrow will be the winds. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, easterly winds anywhere between 15 to 25 miles an hour, possibly even more than that out in the outer areas of southwestern Minnesota, could really cause some problems with blowing and drifting snow. And to bring you up on all the advisories and watches we have thus far, we have travel advisories tonight for southwestern through east central Minnesota, southern Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. And winter storm watches are out tomorrow night and Friday as we're watching the progress of the next storm coming. The winter storm watches are out for eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota for tomorrow and tomorrow night. We'll keep you posted on the progress of this next storm coming in. For the Twin Cities, we have a travel advisory for tonight with a winter storm watch tomorrow night and Friday. Snow continuing in the Twin Cities, but slowly diminishing in the next 2 to 3 hours. Our accumulations, in addition to what we've had, should be right around 1 to 3 inches. Our low tonight will be about 8 above. Tomorrow we'll have cloudy skies, turning windy later tomorrow afternoon with more snow and blowing snow, and a high of 20. Tomorrow night and Friday it'll be windy with snow and blowing snow continuing. Low tomorrow night about 17, and a high Friday 22. Winds tonight east to northeast at 15 to 20 miles an hour, and easterly at 10 to 25 miles an hour tomorrow. The chance of measurable snow, 100% for tonight and 90% for tomorrow. At last report in the Twin Cities, barometers was at 30.25 inches and steady. Winds are from the east at 15 miles an hour. Relative humidity, 80%. We have snow in the Twin Cities and 13 degrees. And as I said so far, about 16.6 inches of new snow since about 5:30 this morning.
Just got word from the Weather Service, National Weather Service, as of 7 o'clock, 16.9 inches.
Oh, well, we broke all three records.
Well, that
we made the hat trick.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for that information to come in.
With bated breath.
Yes, well, it's
I'm
supposed
sure.
to come in at 7 o'clock, and then they made me wait and finally called the Weather Service, and they were about ready to tell me, then I had to hang up because I was going to go on the air, but I'm glad we got that. So we've broken the January all-time, or the January 24-hour snowfall record, the all-time 24-hour snowfall record, and the all-time snow left behind by a snowstorm.
Back in Armistice Day.
Yes.
Huh? So That was 16.8, you say, wasn't it?
16.8.
Yeah.
He's on 16.9.
I wonder, Mike, is an over, as you describe, as an overrun?
Overrunning situation.
Is that anything like where a store will say our buyer overbought and have a surplus?
Well, they have an excess of moisture in the Rockies, and they want to ship it up here.
I think that's it, huh?
Let's ship it back.
Well, we'll bring you back again about 8:10 or so.
All right.
If we can dig you out, huh?
Yes.
All right, there he goes, Mike Lynch, shoveling his way back into the little hole there in the weather center. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, 16.9 inches as of about 17 minutes ago in the Twin Cities. Light snow is yet 13 degrees above.
Managed to keep the airport open even during the worst of the snow. Planes continue to land and take off, although there have been some delays, a few canceled flights, and some passengers who will retain some vivid impressions of their arrival here.
Well, we sat down about 1 o'clock out of Kansas City coming into Minneapolis. And it was a little frightening because it was the first time for ages that I haven't been able to see the runway until we touched down. I heard the squeak of the brakes before I saw the runway and went about 300 feet before I saw anything that I could that would resemble an airplane or a car.
It was just as bad on the highways today. The heaviest snow fell in a narrow band 10 to 20 miles wide from central Minnesota to west central Wisconsin. Right in the middle, the Twin Cities. With the snow falling at the rate of 2 inches per hour, traffic slowed to a crawl. Dozens of multi-car accidents jammed highways all over town. At one point, there weren't enough tow trucks to keep up with demand. Most of the schools in the Twin Cities remained open today, but only because bus schedules couldn't be changed in time to get children home early. Travelers' advisories have been issued, and the Department of Transportation says the best bet is not to drive at all. Dennis Kraft, Channel 5, Eyewitness News.
This is Libby Znaimer. Snowbound and almost empty, the parking lot outside Rosedale told the story of how the storm affected business. Rosedale, Ridgedale, Southdale, and Brookdale all closed officially at 5 o'clock, but many of the stores here at Rosedale locked up before then.
Business was slow today because of the snow. We had sidewalk sales today, but not many people showed up for them.
The bookstore did only a quarter of its normal business, and the clothing store across the hall made half of what it took in on this day last year. The weather may have been disastrous for some retail businesses, but because of the number of workers who couldn't get home, it provided a bonanza for many hotels. The Sheraton Ritz in downtown Minneapolis was booked solid by mid-afternoon. These two women were put up by their company to make sure they'll be able to get to work tomorrow. But others, like John Frederick of Minnetonka, had to bear this unexpected expense by themselves.
And my wife called me to tell me not to come home, to get a room, don't wreck the car.
Some downtown restaurants were closed, but others hoped to gain business because of the snow emergency.
Well, everybody we've talked to has told us that the highways are all bound up, so we decided to wait till about 7 till traffic cleared up, and then we're going to go home. We have to go Highway 12 and Highway 100 home.
Even with customers who stopped to eat and drink while they avoided the highways, business here was off at least 20%. Libby Znaimer, Channel 5, Eyewitness News.
Some of us are well aware of the problems out on the highways tonight. Of course, the plows are out and clearing snow emergency routes in both Minneapolis and St. Paul. If you happen to be parked or stuck on one of these streets, you will probably be ticketed or towed. Tomorrow morning, starting at 8, north-south streets will be plowed in the Twin Cities, and then crews will clear the east-west streets on Friday morning, beginning at 8. Stan?
Yes, there is some new time. We had 6 inches of snow to this date, all right? Today's snowfall, a record snowfall, by the way, 17.1 inches. Season's snowfall, 49.3 inches. Now look down towards the bottom of your screen. Snow depth on the ground right now at the airport, 26 inches. Average yearly snowfall, 46.5 inches. We've already surpassed that by 4 inches. The old record 24-hour snowfall set at Armistice Day in 1940 was 16.2. So I guess you could say this snowfall was a little unusual. Our almanac now, we'll get to that, and we'll see the temperatures today warmed up nicely. 17 for a high, 2 for a low last night. Records 52 set in 1908, minus 24 in 1970. Currently, we have light snow falling at the airport. First time all day we've had light snow because we had times where we were getting 2 to 3 inches an hour. Temperature now 13 degrees, wind chill minus 15. Our humidity is at 84%.